Scottsdale's Economic Development Department is working to repair the damage caused by a recent marketing campaign. At the South by Southwest Technology Conference earlier this month, the agency handed out T-shirts with an image of a saguaro with a man's head and the word "saguaro," which it defined as, quote, "a dude or dudette who is part of the sharp creative workforce in trendy Scottsdale," end quote. The reaction was quick, and in many cases, it was not good. The department stopped giving out the shirts and posted an online apology, and earlier this week, it hosted a meeting about inclusion in tech. With me to talk about the agency's response to this controversy and what comes next is Danielle Casey, Scottsdale's Economic Development Director. And Danielle, first off, at what point after you realized this campaign wasn't going over as intended, did you decide, okay, this is the approach we need to take?
You know, I think immediately, the biggest question is, what is the best way to go about that? You know, what is the best way to communicate that to people? And especially a lot of people that may not know you personally, may not have been following your department's activities or efforts. So I think as soon as we realized that there was something going on that we had not anticipated, and clearly I think in all the messaging we've put out, it was absolutely unintentional, but still inappropriate. And we're glad that people voiced that and made us aware. So as soon as we realized that, we moved very quickly to first, you know, remove the offensive material and remove any posts or messaging. And then also, you know, kind of sat back and went, all right, just as you asked, what do we need to do to move forward? Because just removing things isn't recognizing that there was something that needed to be fixed.
Can you sort of walk me through the thought process on that? After you decide, okay, we need to take this campaign down and get rid of these materials, how did you determine that the course you're going to take was the best course of action to take?
I don't know that you ever, in a situation like that, absolutely know. Our goal was simply to try and do the right thing.
Yeah, so let's talk about the event that you held on Monday night. Who was there and what do you think came out of it?
Well, we had, I know, 50-plus people because we counted 50 and then and then the meeting kicked off pretty quickly after that, so which is a wonderful turnout. I will say what was really inspiring and tremendous about that was these were people that within a week's notice chose to carve out time on their Monday night to come in and have a conversation and talk about how we can make this something positive. This is a very unfortunate incident that was not intentional by anyone. We are working very hard to repair that and heal from that. But how do we then let this be the beginning of a conversation about the issue in general? And so the fact that they came in with that attitude and that perspective, and again, so several of the people that were in attendance had reached out to us and said, we're glad you're holding this conversation. We want to have this conversation. We want to help you be more aware of what's going on in tech and help you with your efforts in the future. And what an amazing testament to the community.
What do you think is the best case scenario to come out of this? Like, what is the best situation that you think can arise from what has been sort of a difficult period?
Good question. Best case scenario, I could think of all kinds of wonderful things, but you know what I'm really hoping, and what I believe we discussed was, how does this become a way for the entire, you know, Valley, the region, and potentially the state to work together in talking about diversity and inclusion and how we represent Arizona and the Valley in other communities, how we become, you know, a premier Valley in our messaging and our consistent messaging among all of our groups, and how do we make this issue something that we are all cognizant of and also participating in ongoing dialogue. So, you know, we would love to see the community, and when we say the community, the larger community, there were a lot of folks from the ESPHX group there. There were a lot of wonderful startup companies and entrepreneurs. So there's that community, but there's also the greater Valley. How does this become a dialogue in the community that then economic development groups, you know, across the region in the state can learn from and get information from and participate in and support those efforts?
Do you anticipate that based on what you hear and what you learn from this conversation that you've started, that your marketing campaigns could change, that the types of companies or the specific companies that you try to bring here or incubate here might change?
You know, that's a very good question. That's something that I'll tell you, we've been so focused on having this conversation that I haven't really had time to put a ton of thought into that. But what I can tell you is it's certainly going to affect the fact that every effort we do in the future is going to take things like this into consideration.
In putting together your response and looking to hold these kinds of conversations and really learn from what happened, were you thinking of examples from other cities or towns or private companies or any other entity that had gone through something similar like this and either taking good or bad from their response and trying to incorporate it into what you were doing?
No, off the top of my head. I don't think we looked to here's how this city did this or this community did this. We really sat down and said, you know, the reaction that we received, it matters to us tremendously that the community understands that we absolutely regret this and we want to fix it and we want to make this better and we want to use this. You know, we talked several times about, you know, making lemonade out of the lemons and thinking about, well, I wish this hadn't happened because it happened. We had 50 people in a room talking about an issue and a subject that is much larger than Scottsdale economic development or a single marketing effort or any of those things.
All right. Danielle Casey is Scottsdale's Economic Development Director. Danielle, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.